Welcome to Journal Club for December 17th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Today, we're going to be looking at a system design paper that is not actually for a standalone application at all. The system the authors are building is actually just a very complex plugin or extension for CRMs, customer relationship management platforms. Specifically, this works with Salesforce and its Apex developer platform. That being said, the Salesforce-specific code is really just a tiny part of it. The vast majority of their work is around training an ML model that can review an incoming lead and attempt to qualify that lead programmatically, and then assign the lead a score, which gets into the CRM. I'm operating under the assumption that almost everyone listening to this is in engineering or is engineering adjacent, so I'm also going to assume that most of you have never been in sales and have never had a reason to get acquainted with a CRM. So the concept of qualifying a lead might not have any meaning for you. So before we jump into system architecture, I want to spend a few minutes explaining the context here. What is a CRM? What does it do? How is it used? Why is it important? What is a lead and what does qualifying mean, etc.? Once we cover that, the solution they built will make a lot more sense. If you work in direct-to-consumer companies, or if you sell low-ticket items, it's quite possible that your company doesn't have a sales department. Generally, you're going to see sales organizations when the parent company has a B2B or enterprise offering. In a direct-to-consumer company, your marketing and advertising team might just run ads right to the product description page that gives the visitor the ability to purchase the product or service right there, no steps in between. In a B2B or enterprise setting, the process is generally much more drawn out. You might still have marketing and advertising functions, and they might still drive traffic to a site, but rather than being checkout pages, those landing pages are designed to capture a lead. A lead is someone who you think might be interested in your product or service. And when they fill out that initial interest form, which could be an appointment setting form, or downloading a lead magnet, or signing up for a webinar, etc., their information gets pulled into a CRM, a customer relationship management program. In reality, there are many other ways that someone's information could get pulled into your CRM. There are both inbound and outbound processes, but I don't want to get too far into the weeds here. So this is an oversimplification, but just know there's someone who might want to buy or sign up for your big, expensive B2B or enterprise thing, and their information is now inside your CRM. Coming from software engineering, the easiest way to think of a CRM is that it's a Kanban board for sales. But instead of each card being a task or feature, each card is a person. And the columns of the board, instead of being not started, in progress, etc., are phases that represent the life cycle of a potential customer. From prospect, which is usually the phase they start in, all the way to closed and onboarded, etc. Multiple different types of roles use the CRM. And you can think of the roles in the sales department as being specialists who are really good at getting a record from one column to the next. There are, for example, specific people who are closers. All they do is take a card that is almost all the way over on the right, almost a customer but not quite yet, and they get them to sign on the bottom line. Each phase in the sales process has a specialist like that, so the CRM is a busy tool being used by everyone all at once. There will be dozens or hundreds or thousands of potential customers in the system at any given time, and the people in the sales departments are working together as a team to move those cards from the left to the right, or take them off the board if a sale isn't going to happen. Another way to picture it is a funnel with lots of people at the top. These are the prospects who filled out an interest form, and each phase of the funnel gets narrower and narrower as some leads make it through to the next step and others don't. A CRM is just a tool to manage this process. There's no magic to it. It's just Jira for salespeople. If you've ever wondered what Salesforce is exactly, it's a CRM. This is what it does. And one of the things that makes Salesforce powerful is that you can build custom integrations and extensions for it. We'll circle back to that in just a bit. One of the phases that a potential customer, a lead, goes through is called lead qualification. This happens at one of the earliest stages of the process. Salespeople are expensive for a good reason. Their time is very valuable. And the last thing you want to have your salespeople do is waste their time talking to someone who doesn't actually need your product or isn't in a position to buy it for financial or any other reason. Lead qualification is the process of making sure that a new prospect, who may or may not be a known entity, meets a minimum standard that your sales team has set for who they are willing to talk to. For example, let's say my company is a liquor distributor in California. I can only sell anything to other businesses who are in California and have a California liquor license. Someone comes and fills out the contact form on our site. The first thing we need to do is qualify them. Do they meet the minimum qualifications for becoming a customer of ours? You can qualify a lead by talking to them or doing research on them, by talking to people who know them, or any other method. But it's crucial that you do this before trying to sell them anything. But unfortunately, that is a very time-consuming and labor-intensive process. So what the authors of this study found when they dug into it is that on average, teams only attempt to qualify around 30% of the prospects they receive. For the other 70%, they don't even try. And this is the heart of the problem. Qualifying a lead is such an expensive process that there is, in essence, a pre-qualification vetting process that the teams are doing just in their own heads. They're looking at the prospects and using their best guess to choose the 30% that are even worth attempting to qualify, and the other 70% are left on the scrap heap. This is problematic because they're making that vetting decision without data. And that is quite possibly leaving great leads in the trash can. And that is where this new piece of software comes in. They built a tool that can use ML to do that pre-vetting process. Instead of the humans on the sales team doing it, the model takes a look at all the available information for a lead, looks at all the historical data around customer conversions, and then creates a score for every lead. That score represents the potential or likelihood that that particular lead could end up being a customer. So with this tool, the salespeople don't have to guess which leads they should qualify. They can use the scores to tell them which lead to qualify next, which leads are very likely to be worth their time. And all of this happens behind the scenes. A prospect comes into the system, a new record is created for them, a new Kanban card, and that score is magically added right to their record. So how does that magic happen? What exactly did they build here, and how does it work? There are two primary components, the inference pipeline and the plumbing. The inference pipeline is the trained model that takes input about the customer and produces the score. The plumbing is all the pieces that integrate that model into the system. Let's look at the plumbing first, since it's simpler, and then return to the model. The plumbing has three components. One, a REST API to house the model pipeline and route requests to it and process the responses. Two, Python scripts for data processing. These are for renaming prediction fields and discarding irrelevant data from API responses. And three, a Salesforce integration layer. This consists of an Apex class, that's a class to integrate with the Salesforce developer platform, a settings file, and the configuration for the new field they add to every lead record. There's also a Salesforce page view for triggering lead predictions, and a page view for viewing leads as a list. All of that is pretty straightforward, so let's look at the model pipeline. Where did they get their data, and how did they train their model, and how did they validate it? Their training data was sourced from a Microsoft Dynamics 365 CRM, focusing on historical marketing interactions such as email opens, clicks, website visits, and form submissions. A custom C# Windows application extracted this data by interacting with Dynamics 365's SDK. Relevant lead records were matched with marketing engagement data, forming a dataset. Invalid records, such as leads marked with hard bounces, were removed to ensure data quality. The clean data was then structured into an intermediate SQL-like database, enabling efficient access for further processing in the machine learning pipeline. Model training was conducted not in a Jupyter notebook or anything like that. They actually used the Azure Machine Learning Studio. The training process involved selecting features such as job title, industry, annual revenue, geographic location. These features were encoded and standardized using techniques like one-hot encoding and categorical label conversion. The two-class logistic regression algorithm was chosen due to its suitability for binary classification tasks. AML Studio's designer interface enabled a drag-and-drop pipeline construction, integrating modules for data pre-processing, feature engineering, and model training. The trained model was then stored in Azure's model registry for later deployment. Model validation was performed using accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score, and confusion matrices. The dataset was split into training for 70% and testing for 30% to evaluate the model's predicted performance. K-fold cross-validation was also applied to ensure robustness against data variability. After each experiment, the model's evaluation metrics were reviewed with an emphasis on maximizing the ROC-AUC score. Comparisons were made between models trained in AML Studio and those built using scikit-learn in Jupyter Notebooks, ensuring consistent validation results across platforms. So, how did it do? Honestly, not great. The final model achieved an accuracy of 75.9%. It has a true positive rate, a sensitivity of 73%, and a precision of 76. It had an F1 score of 75. The confusion matrix indicated 78% true negatives and a marked reduction in both false positives and false negatives compared to baseline models. The ROC area under the curve analysis yielded a score of 0.85. Additional experiments using K-fold cross-validation in Python demonstrated an average accuracy of 77%. So, was this all for nothing? No, I do think this is a good start, and is better than nothing, but obviously there's a long way to go before you'd want to use something like this in production. I'd wager that a specialist on the team who does nothing but qualified leads all day can probably look at a lead record and guess with a higher accuracy than 70-something percent. Before integrating something like this, it'd be worth measuring the skills of your team members first to see if they can beat the model scores. If they can, then maybe you wait for V2. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.